Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Asking yourself, Yamsu, what is the Real Talk for Real People show? It's a complete study, book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse, of the God of Abraham, Isaac and Yaqub. We believe under the circumstances, what is transpiring today as I speak, universally mayhem, chaos, confusion, plagues, you name it, I'll call it, it's going about. So we feel that it's imperative that you get your studies right, far as the Most High is concerned, that you do a critical analysis and assessment. You take a bird's eye view, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and crossing every T and dotting every I, and also burning the midnight oil, so to speak. It's imperative that you get this right, because like anything in life, it has a code to apply. You don't apply it to a code as far as anything is concerned. It won't work for you. Most often, it works on you. So if you don't get this relationship with the Most High right, it's not going to work for you. It will work on you, one or the other. It's just like lightning or electricity is concerned. And if you train to be an electrician, a journeyman, or whatnot, you must train to properly exercise in the realm of electricity. You must study the code, and once studying the code of electricity, you must apply that in your work. Now, as I said in regards to the Most High, if you don't apply the right code for us, electricity is concerned, it won't work for you. It will work on you. Imagine that, as far as the Most High is concerned, the creator of electricity. And perhaps you may be asking yourself or wondering, does the Most High require codification? Yes, he does. We're about to study a third chapter of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, in a stupefaction, after being told what to do, for as the code was concerned, when Ezekiel was taken away by the river Chebar to our brothers and sisters there, he was given a code. He was given a mandate. He didn't deliberately go against the Most High. Just like if you're doing electricity and you don't follow the code, you may not deliberately be going against the code of electricity, and certainly in regards to the Most High, you will have an adverse effect. As you will see in our studies of the third chapter of Ezekiel, how Ezekiel had an adverse effect simply by going there, sitting around, hanging around, and not doing what you're supposed to be doing, did not in Ezekiel's case work for him. The Most High had to put him back and give him a simple lesson by following the code. I didn't send you there to sit around for 7 days and looking at astonishment. You know, you mystified. Looking at astonishment and mystified is no excuse in any regard. Certainly in regard to the Most High. You will see. Once we get into these studies. Also, as far as the Most High Word is concerned, adding on to that is this. You will see in this study, in this chapter 3, the Most High Word is nutritious. It has a nutritious value for your spiritual health and sometimes your physical is concerned. Ingesting the Most High Word is conducive to your spiritual welfare and or your physical welfare, sometimes your mental health. And you will see, according to the code, you don't have to listen to a whole lot of folks, but you must listen to the word of the Most High. As I said, it has a nutritious value for your soul, for your physical, and in some cases for your mental health too. And that's code. But before we get started in our studies, you may be wondering, if you're new to this Real Talk for Real People show, Yam Suk, we hear you mention the we. Who are the we that you're making reference to? Well, they're students in this university. They have never graduated. And they are students in this universe and they are universal students. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and no, we won't be graduating soon. It's a lifelong pursuit, or should be. Well, we have Sister Yehudi. She's not with us. She's taking a sabbatical. She's from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Abiyah from New York City. Sister Abiyah is our point with me. We contact her to contact folks, and she'll contact us when we're off the reservation, so to speak. And she's good at it. And Sister Abiyah, during my time knowing her, didn't play with the Most High. She didn't come in lukewarm or half-hearted. She came in full blast. And she would tell you herself, it's been working for Codified full blast. Because she didn't come in lukewarm and weak-kneed, wondering what other folk gonna think. She could care less what folk think, because it didn't matter to her, because it didn't mean anything. Because she lived that life. And she knew that life didn't work for her. It simply worked on her. And she would tell you herself, she'd give all praises and glory to the Most High, being aware of him and being on full blast when it comes to him. And Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell has been studying the Most High for quite a long time. And during those studies, he's had the opportunity to codifiedly apply the Most High word to his personal and private life. As a 14-year-old boy, he was feeling some way about himself, as we all do when we're 14 or 13 or 12 or whatnot. We all be feeling that way sometime. But Cartrell was feeling that it's time to cash in the chips. What am I doing all this for? But something rung a bell in him. The Most High rung a bell in Cartrell. So no. You got to come to me for your strength. You got to come to me for your solution. You got to come to me for your rock. You got to come to me for your seal. You got to come to me for your buckler. You got to come to me for your high tower. And Cartrell did that very thing. And he's still with us these many years later from a 14-year-old. Again, Cartrell going into his work as a young man. Cartrell got into carpentry. Unbeknownst to Cartrell, it didn't dawn upon him that because New York City has a lot of high towers and buildings and whatnot, those heights didn't work for him. They worked on him. There again, Cartrell went to the Most High to find his rock, his strength, his shield, his buckler, the pinions beneath the Most High wing and his high tower. And Cartrell survived 30 years without no fear because of the Most High. He prayed every morning when he got up, going to his work. And when he got off, he thanked the Most High. See, some of y'all need to exercise that too. It's not a game, people. You may be lying to yourselves and each other, think this is a game. But I assure you, it's not. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let me introduce him to you. Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
And the rest of the family and this platform, so I can keep on getting closer and closer to y'all. So,
praise y'all.
The Lord, family.
Sister Abiyah,
yes.
May I stop you right then? I was having difficulty placing you online. Will you mind repeating what you said at the first beginning?
I said, Shalom, family, and I said, that you said a mouthful and that for y'all to bless you and that you are so right because that if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't even be here today and for this platform and you brothers and sisters on here as well. And I love you all and may y'all keep blessing us all.
We love you too, sister. And we're happy that you understand the Most High. Because you got a new heart and spirit like King David, and it's working for you and not on you because you ain't got that other heart and spirit, stubborn, self-righteous, impotent, and so on and so forth, as the Most High says in regards to us as a people, a nation. And you
just
got
call
it.
Me. Just call me humble pastor, y'all's little servant.
But that don't mean you're weak now. That don't mean nothing soft.
No. But I'm still a humble person. You know, I was thinking today, with all the humbleness that I've gained by knowing y'all now, it's brought me so much peace also. People need to realize when you're humble, you're coming to a peaceful stage also in your life. And I thank them for that. Thank you, y'all.
But you know what, Sister Aviat, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because there ain't no other way going to work for you. Everything else going to work on you. Because you have to do a self-evaluation. You know, what do Alcoholic Anonymous say? You have to do a critical analysis, a self-evaluation. Here's how your lives are, just like the Most High. See, you got a whole lot of... take your life... Hold on, Sister Aviat. Take your life as a store. And you got a whole lot of stuff on your shelf. You got molded bread. You got cans that's leaking. And you become comfortable with that. And ain't nothing on those shelves. You got spoiled food, cheese molded, everything on your shelves in your life. All the total whack. And it, but the Most High help you go through your life and do it. And it said, why you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again? And expecting different results. Why you got the same garbage on your shelves in your lives and expect it's going to work for you? Ain't nobody beating a pathway to your doors, and ain't nobody want to buy nothing off your shelf because everything's spoiling and rotten. You got to clear your shelves. Clear the shelves in your lives and let the Most High come in and help you restock those shelves. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That's self-inventory. You better take it, even like you just said, y'all telling people now. What is it that we missing? We ain't missing nothing except for that we're being stubborn, because the stuff that we done did and the stuff we keep repeat doing, like you said, get rid of all of that. It's not doing us no good. Y'all telling us that. So I'm just continuously praising, because he's done moved a lot of out of my way. You know, all in stumbling blocks, and it takes some time, but you do that self-inventory and you'll get it done. Y'all's plans always work for you.
You better believe it. You better believe
it. Like Brother Pontiel said, he got a purpose for each and every single one of us. All we got to do is be a willing servant.
But you can't do it with all that mess, that spoil mess on your shelves. And keep making excuses for it instead of getting rid of it. You can't make excuses for the toxicity and the poison on the shelves in your store, which is your life. You have to turn away from it and turn to the Most High. Clear your shelves off and let the Most High help you fill it with the things that's going to work for you instead of the things that are working on you.
All right, now. Praise Yah.
Thank you, Sister Aviat. It's good to have you back. Now, Cottrell, and we love you too. And Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is up. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Bless y'all, all my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel. How y'all doing, family?
We're doing okay, brother.
Yeah, I like your introduction, your opening for the show. But every time you do it, you bring me back to my past. Like, damn, you making me envision what I was going through when I was 14 and
right
in the job when I first started, because it brings me back there. And those aren't the only crises that I had in my life where I rely on Yah. So I know you highlight those two things, but there's so many other things that Yah has intervened in my life, and I've seen his hand in my life. When I prayed to him, and he delivered me out of all my troubles. So I've learned to be like King David, to call on Yah when I do have trouble. I don't go counseling men. I put my prayers to the Most High, because he's the only one that I know can help me out of my situations. So I have plenty more heights, and I had a problem with women. I was scared of women. Like, Yah, help me out with these women. Because I can't even talk to them. I don't know what to say.
What?
Well, you know, I was just a bad boy.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, but look at how I was a bad boy. Yeah. I was a bad boy. And I had problems. Let me tell y'all something, Katria. That simply didn't apply to you. That applied to some bad boys. Some bad boys had the persona, as in my case, of doing things that we shouldn't been doing. I wasn't doing nothing because I wasn't busting a grape. And if I bust anything, my pop going to bust me upside the head. So Yum Su wasn't busting a grape. I had that persona because I was a jock slash bad boy. But Yum Su wasn't busting a grape. Matter of fact, I was just like that old white woman. Help, I fall and I can't get up. Yeah. So that is just a new country. I think a lot of guys are pushed into that direction because of the life they live or the community that endorse that type of behavior and pushed into that lifestyle that that's what you should be doing. They should be doing it. And because it makes you feel acceptable. But, you know, I like them. I play with them. I joke with them and stuff like that. I wasn't scared of that. But anything else to yell at? I wasn't trying to get to second. I wasn't trying to get to second base nor third base. I was stopped on first. Okay, my daddy was the base coach, and I had to run past that first base. Okay.
Well, let me tell you this: that's not the culture of New York City, is it, Sister Abby?
Exactly. Exactly.
So all my friends,
imagine. Yeah,
they put notches on the belt of all the females that they done been with. And
right.
Looking at me, I didn't have a relationship with a woman until I met my wife.
Right.
And I was 26 years old, a virgin.
And that
so
was
you
a
imagine
good thing. But Contrell, that was a good thing. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to be proud of.
No,
but
I wasn't ashamed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I had to endure peer pressure. Right, Sister Abby?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
But
Sister Abby, you know what I'm talking about.
The
you 26 years old nigga, and you ain't had none?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the reason I said wow, you know, when you said that is because both of you brothers, the way you speak now seem like you wouldn't have had, you know, if you was the same then, your the way you speak would draw a woman to you.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what, Abby, I was just agreeing as Contrell, to be told. And I was, 17, I was in the Marine Corps. And I'm going to show you how green I was to that lifestyle. We had went to Fayetteville, North Carolina on the weekend, me and a couple more Marines. And this woman, I guess she must know I wasn't about that life. It's the fella I was with, she asked him, now I'm going to show you how green I was. She asked him, you want a date? And I said, man, to myself, that's mighty strange. She just walked down the street. They finna go on a date like I was a girlfriend, boyfriend, my girlfriend back in Memphis. So I said, oh, man, that's nice. I said, they finna go on a date. He said, I can't go with you because I'm with my friend and we on weekend leave. I said, okay. He said, unless he want to go, I can't go. I said, man, the girl asked you on a date. And I'm actually thinking this, going home, sitting on the couch, still on kissing too, rubbing on her knees or something like that. That's what I'm thinking is here. So I'm still green. So I said, yeah, I'll go with your man on your date, you know, but it's kind of awkward, you know, just you and her on his date, like I'm thinking teenage date. And I'm just sitting there, I'm a third wheel. He said, but I said, if it makes you feel comfortable, I'd be a third wheel. And so we go to her house. The family's in there. I said, just like me and my girlfriend. Her family's at home. They all sitting at the kitchen table and whatnot. I said, that's nice. So I went to sit down with the family, you know, because they on a date, like girlfriend, boyfriend. So she said, no, you got to come in the room with me and him. I said, come in your bedroom. Y'all going on a date like that? I'm still green, mind you. So I go in the room, and they start taking off clothes. I said, what the hell? And then they gave me, they said, you want to come, you nerd? I said, yeah, what y'all got? And they gave me a joint. I was smoking this. I said, man, I got to get the hell out of here. Something real strange. They taking off clothes and whatnot. And I said, man, I got to get the hell out of here. And I kept smoking that joint. I kept looking at them, and they were doing it nasty. I said, Lord, I got to get the hell out of here. So that's what I'm saying, Contrell. Just because you got the bad boy persona, and slots jacked, that don't mean you were doing what everybody else was doing. I was good at hiding the inexperience. And I tell you what, that was an experience, bro, I'll never forget. 17 years old. It was a rude awakening. The dating I thought wasn't dating girlfriend and boyfriend like I was doing in Memphis. It was quite a different type of dating what I ran across.
They wanted a party. They didn't want no
right in front of me. But the surprising thing about it, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know my mouth was open. And then that weed started getting me a little giggly. I started laughing. And that weed get me going. All right, yeah. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
I wish the men and the women of today were more conservative with their bodies. It's not like that no more. They out in the streets doing things, so you know how that goes.
Well,
so you can imagine how it was for me, being a young man, knowing the laws of Moses. You can't just sleep without women, without marrying them.
Exactly.
And that's what my father taught me. And all the brothers in the hood, they was putting notches on their belt, how many women they slept with. And they looking at me and snapping on me because I ain't had one. I'm a virgin. But I had to deal with that pressure.
Well, nowadays, some women put notches on their belt.
Yeah. And what shocked me was one of my friend's aunt. She told me she had 15 abortions. So that only reinforced that we don't need to be like spreading our seeds and having these women killing our children.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
True.
Well, I'm sure you know this park over here, Katona Park, they don't bother to go to hotels no more. So when you walk out at night, you better be careful because you might be stepping on somebody doing something.
Doing it in the park.
Yeah.
Doing it with the dog.
No respect at all for themselves, doing it in the dark.
The peer pressure got to me too. I mean, you got to imagine, I was in a place where guys were known to be drinkers, roughnecks, and so on and so forth as a young Marine. The peer pressure got to me, but thanks to the Most High, I got away from that.
If Yah got a purpose for you, he's not gonna let you destroy yourself, or he's not gonna let anybody else destroy you.
That's so true. Cause just like you said that bad night, I was around pimps, I was around whores, I was around all types of people, but I wasn't led that way. Y'all didn't let me go that way. So like you said, Brother Cartel, if y'all got a purpose for you, he's not going to let you wind up in certain areas of your life.
You better believe it. Praise
That's
God.
Why we give thanks. Y'all's mercy, loving kindness endures for how long?
Forever.
Ever.
Put a time limit on that.
Exactly.
If you can.
You can't. All right, Cartrell, Sister Avia, it's a beautiful thing to have y'all back because, as I said at the beginning, you are universal. Your university is the universe, and your headmaster is the Most High, and you never stop learning. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3. Praise Yah. And mention, remember what we're reading, the nutritional value of Yah's word, and simply just having Yah's word. And don't exercise in any shape, form, or fashion. It's not advantageous. It's really not working for you. Just sitting there being quiet in astonishment by the Most High word simply does not work for you in its entirety. You got to express yourself far as the Most High is concerned. You got to express yourself far as the way you comport yourself, the way you talk, the way you walk, Everything should be an expression of the Most High, especially when he gave the new orders for as Ezekiel is concerned. And he gave Ezekiel orders, not just simply sit there looking in astonishment, but to put in work. You got to put in some work. The Most High had to bring him back and give him a re-up lesson. Let's get started. Bless the Most High and praise his holy name.
Yeah, I'm so.
Yes.
I just want to preface the lesson with this.
Okay.
We hear a lot of people talking about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost snatched them and this and that. Well, we're looking at the actual evidence of the Most High putting his spirit into a man. It's not just an ordinary man. This man has pedigree with the house of the priests, right? He's a priest.
Exactly.
Prophet Ezekiel. And this is what Yah does with the people that are closest to him. He puts his spirit in them so they can see the vision that they want, that the Most High wants his prophets to see. And we're seeing the experience of his prophet Ezekiel, Yah putting his spirit in the prophet Ezekiel. So Yah's word, like you were speaking on, is nourishment. They say you are what you eat. Yah made Ezekiel the prophet eat his words so they were an internal part of his being. And what he made Ezekiel the prophet to do is what we should be doing spiritually, making the word of Yah a part of our spiritual being.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
All right. Dr. Trail, thank you very much. Fellow students, let's put in work, shall we? The Most High says in chapter 3 of Ezekiel, Jeremiah speaking, moreover, he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go. Speak what I told you. He told him to take some action, but he didn't do that at first. He was in astonishment. Go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he calls me to eat that scroll, the Most High. And he said to me, son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness. Most High word is like honey and sweetness during these bitter times, during any time for that matter. Utilizing it, not only studied it, but the application of the Most High word. Then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words, not your words, my words to them. You got to speak the Most High word. For you are not sent to a people of, you know, you're familiar with that language because you're from them. You're not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and hard language, not difficult language, but to the house of your own people, the house of Israel. Not to many people of unfamiliar speech and hard language, whose words you cannot understand, for those Holy Ghosts and speaking in tongue folks. Surely, had I sent you to them, those people that is not of your nation, and it's hard for you to express yourself, or for you to understand them, these people would have listened to you. But the house of Israel would not listen to you. Why? Let me tell y'all. So that's why I'm not overly concerned, Katria, Sister Aviyah, when a whole lot of folk don't come on the Real Talk for Real People show. This is why it don't bother me. It doesn't matter to me because it doesn't mean that much to me. They would not listen to you because they would not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-headed. Behold, I've made your faith. He said, even that being said, I've made your faith strong against it. I've made you hard-faced to two. And your forehead strong against their forehead. Hard as they look at you. You looking at them harder than that. Like an amended stone you are, Ezekiel. Harder than flint. I've made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them. You got to get rid of fear because you can be controlled by fear, manipulated by fear. That's why Most High don't want you controlled or manipulated. That's why he said get rid of fear. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks. They're going to look at your heart. Though they though they are a rebellious house, that's why they're looking at you like. That's why they don't come on to the Real Talk for Real People show. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, receive into your heart all my words. You got to put all the Most High word in your heart that I speak to you and hear with your ears. Not only receive me here, understand what you're receiving. Go get to the captives, to the children of your people. Speak to them. He gave them a mandate. Tell them, thus said the Elohim Yah, whether they hear, whether they refuse, then the Spirit lift me up, not the Holy Ghost. The Spirit, let the Spirit of the Elohim lift me up. And I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the glory of the Elohim from his place. Praise and bless the Most High name. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another with the four faces. And the noise of the wheels beside them, those gyroscopes, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went in bitterness. I left in bitterness. In the heat of my spirit. But
Yamsu
Bari,
we can't hear you.
Might have got knocked off.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Let me call Rick Jackson and see.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too. Sent them a text.
Yeah, I did too.
It definitely knocked them off the block.
Yeah. He sure, I can hear a little, but you can't figure out what he, you can't hear a word he's saying. I wonder if he got a soul next to him.
So as long as the people can hear me and you, I'll pick it up with Yam Suf left off. It's one verse. He goes on to say that the Spirit lifted me up. And we ain't talking about the Holy Ghost.
Excuse me, Brother Cocktail. He said, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead. You finish
so the
up.
Spirit of Ezekiel was lifted up by the Most High. And I heard behind me the voice of great rushing saying, let's be Yah. Glory from his place. I heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures, which he described in the previous chapter as having six wings and four faces, and they touched one another. And the noise of the wheels beside them, which he describes in the previous chapter, the wheels within the wheels with all the eyes, even the noise of great rushing. So not only is he describing what he's seeing, he's describing what he's hearing. And the sound must be very loud because he points attention to it, even the noise of great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. I'm sure many of us have not had that experience. We have to lift up our spirits and take us away. Where did he take them? And I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, and Yah's hand was strong upon me. So it was Yah's hand that lifted him up and took him away. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv. Have you heard the name Tel Aviv today?
No.
Tel Aviv is the capital of the modern nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Tel Aviv. So when you hear that term, Tel Aviv, in the modern nation of Israel today, Tel Aviv, it's an ancient name. It's an ancient city. It ain't something somebody just came up with. Tel Aviv is an ancient city in Israel. And that's when the prophet Ezekiel said, "Then I came to them, the captive brothers of the city, in Tel Aviv, that lived by the river of Chebar, and who were, they lived, and I sat there, overwhelmed among them 7 days. So the Spirit of Yah is upon Ezekiel the prophet, and he's taking them, the Spirit of Yah is taking him to see the captives at Chebar by the river. And he's there 7 days. And he says, at the end of 7 days, Yah's word came to me saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman to the house of Israel. And a watchman is somebody that warns the nation. And we should all be paying attention to Yah's warnings. Therefore, hear the words of Mama and warn them from me. For Yah always gives us warning before the judgment comes.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell the wicked, and we know there's plenty of wicked people on the planet right now, you shall die. What are we supposed to tell a wicked? You shall die. And you give him no warning. You're supposed to warn the wicked, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked ways. And that's something that we do on a Real Talk for Real People Blog Talk show. We're showing Yah's warnings. Not our warnings, but Yah's warnings. And he's warning all of us, all mankind. You give them no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, save his life. And he warned the wicked so they could turn from their wicked ways in order to save their lives, that the wicked man will die in his iniquity. So you have to warn them before they die in their iniquity. And we're here to warn our people in regards to their iniquity before they die. But I will require his blood. Whose blood? The wicked's blood. At your hands, because you're supposed to be the watchman that warn the wicked about their wickedness. Yet, if you warn the wicked, which the watchman is supposed to do, when you warn them, he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. So if you know the truth of Yah, you know the plan of Yah, you know the codifications of Yah, you have to share it with everybody. Otherwise, you're not doing your job. And the wicked who die, their blood will be on your hand because you didn't warn them. Again, when a righteous man returns from his, when he turns from his righteousness, those who know Yah's codification in his ways and the ways of righteousness, and commits iniquity, because righteous people can do that. And lay a stumbling block before him, he will die. Because you have not given him warning, he will die in his sins. And his righteousness, his righteous deeds, which he has done, will not be remembered. But I will require his blood at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man, so who do you have to warn? You have to warn both the righteous and the wicked. People that think they're righteous and have lived a righteous life, they have to be warned too. If you warn the righteous man that the righteous not sin, because you have to keep that warning in mind for both the righteous and the wicked, and he does not sin, he will surely live. So if you live in a righteous life, you don't sin, then you will live. Because he took warning. You heard the warning from the Most High. If you turn from righteousness to do wickedness, that's on you. And you heard the warning, which we're giving out, then because he took warning, you have delivered your soul. He's talking to the watchmen that bring the message to everybody, righteous and wicked, right? Stay on the righteous path. Wicked men, turn from your wicked ways. Yah's hand was there on me. Ezekiel the prophet. How many of us can say Yah's hand was upon us, like this prophet here? He's in a serious situation where the Creator's hand is upon him. And he said to me, arise, go out into the plain, and I will talk with you there. So he's getting a message from Yah, and he feels Yah's hand upon him. Then I arose and went into the plain, and behold, Yah's glory stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river of Shebar, which he describes in the previous chapter. So we have to go through that. And what did he do when he saw the vision again? He said, I fell on my face. If you come across that vision that he has seen, the whales within the whales, the angels with six wings and four faces, you better fall on your face. Okay? Then the Spirit entered into me. We ain't talking about the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the Spirit that the Most High sent forth to put into this prophet, the priest, Ezekiel. Then the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. He had no power to do it on his own. He spoke with me and said to me, go, shut yourself inside your house. But you, son of man, behold, they will put ropes on you and will bind you with them, and you will not go out among them. I will make your tongue to stick to the roof of your mouth, that you will be mute and will not be able to correct them, for they are a rebellious house. So Yah is still warning the prophet about the things about to happen. What is he telling him to do? Go to your house and shut yourself inside. What is going to happen after you do that? Your people is going to come and put ropes on you. They're going to bind you with them, and you're not going to go out with them. I will make your tongue, even if you want to speak, I'm going to make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so you can't speak, that you will be mute. How can you control that if Yah makes your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth and will not be able to correct them? Because you tried to correct them before. Now here they come, and they're going to try, not try, but they're going to abuse you, tie you up, and they're going to ask you questions, but I'm not going to let you give them the answer because you're tongue is going to be stuck to the roof of your mouth. Yes, and the only time you're going to speak is when I let you speak, right? So here we go. I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, that you will be mute and will not be able to correct them, but they are a rebellious house to this very day as we speak. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth and you shall tell them. This is what Yah says. He who hears, let them hear. And he who refuses, let them refuse. For they are a rebellious house to this very day. We don't want to hear the word of Yah. We want to hear the word of man. We want to know what democracy in America is doing. We're more interested in R. Kelly and everybody else. We're not paying attention to what Yah is saying to us. And when the prophets speak, we better listen. Because they're not going to speak.
Yeah, everything except the right thing. And thank you, Cartier, for carrying on. Although they tried to undermine me, they thought they would stop the show. Young Soup ain't nothing. We got other brothers and sisters stepping to the plate. You know, so they don't know what nation is. Nation, you can show one individual, but somebody going to always step up to the plate. Praise and bless you.
And you could try to hit one nigga with monkey pox. But one nigga with monkeypox don't stop no show.
You better believe it. You better believe it. And that was very good, Katya. I couldn't have said it any better.
Gotta get out there to the righteous and the wicked, right? He says speak to both the righteous and the wicked. Y'all righteous people out there, stay on that path. Don't turn to the left or to the right. And y'all wicked people, you better get on the right path. So y'all is merciful. Y'all is loving kindness. You can't say that he's angry. You must say that he has given us what? Warnings, right?
Warning.
So the Most High is fair, isn't he? Is the Most High fair?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody that's wicked out there, he's giving you opportunity to amend your ways. So do it now. Do it now.
And I say it, do that self-examination. Get rid of that iniquity on the shores in your life. They're rotten, they're spoiled, the cans are leaking, they're not working for you, they're working entirely against you. In fact, you alluded to the fact you're worried about the wrong thing instead of worried about the Most High. Praise the best of your enemies.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And I know you're ready for another song by our King. He ain't like R. Kelly, but he's definitely a musician.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. R. Kelly thing, though. Okay?
Huh?
Don't get right with the Most High. It's going to be some bumping and grinding. You better believe it.
I think universal white racist supremacy saw a little something wrong with a little bumping grind. But King David, he wasn't about the bumping the grinding. He's about connecting to the Most High, Yah. And all his songs, that's all he got to say. How I connect to the Most High, Yah, right?
Exactly.
So Psalms being 53? Or 54?
No, we are 50. We on 55. So, Brother Cocktail?
Yeah.
You are 55, man.
55, my brother.
We ain't on 54?
No, we did 54 last night.
I'm just checking. I'm just checking. Because you let us off the reservation yesterday. But,
well, one time I make mistakes, you make sure you remember it. God bless you.
So we back on track. We back on track, Mama. We back on track.
Listen, nobody's perfect.
Psalms 55, another contemplation, another compilation of our King. Anointed One, King David, 55. Y'all with me?
We with you.
If you with me, here we go. King David wrote a song about it. Here we go. Praise Yah, bless His holy name, His creation of our King, and the wisdom that He imparted upon us. Psalms 55, verse 1. How do you pray to the Most High? Listen to my prayer, Yah. Don't hide yourself from my supplication. How many of us are bold enough to say that? Y'all listen to my friend. Don't hide the second moon supplication.
Just recently, I had the opportunity to pray to the Most High. When they had kicked me off, and I was telling my due diligence to get back on the Most High, inspired you to pick up the pieces like the average white boy. And you certainly did.
So in this chapter of this song that King David wrote, he's like, he ain't playing with y'all. You better pay attention to me. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint and moan because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. But they bring suffering on me. Oh, we didn't know King David suffered. But he sure wanted y'all's attention, didn't he? How are you not paying attention to me? I'm suffering. And the oppression of the wicked is going on. That's the mode we need to be in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen to my prayer. Don't hide from me. That's my supplication. Send to me and answer me. Because we going through it. I am restless in my complaint. And we should be complaining to y'all about universal white racist supremacy, didn't we? And moan. Because of the voice of my enemy. And every time we turn on the TV, radio, go outside, take the bus, we're seeing the voice of our enemy, aren't we?
Exactly.
And he's oppressing us. And he's wicked, isn't he? But they bring suffering on me. Raise your hand if you're suffering right now, if your people are suffering. In anger, they hold a grudge against me. And I've always had that question. Why do white people have Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and skinheads, and we ain't do nothing to them? What's their anger towards us for? Why do they hate us so much when they did all the evil deeds against us and we ain't did nothing to them? I can understand you hating us if we had did to you what you did to us. But the fact that you did to us and we ain't do that to you, we should be the ones with neo-Nazi skinheads and Ku Klux Klan. Right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I agree.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
You're right.
Our enemies, in anger, they hold a grudge against us. What grudge do you have? What do we do? Why do you hold a grudge against us? Why is there universal white racist supremacy? Why is there racism? Why do you hate us? What's the reason? Why are you holding this grudge? King David said, my heart is severely pained within me because we ain't doing nothing against y'all. The terrors of death have fallen on me. And we know King David shouldn't be afraid of death. Fearfulness and trembling have come on me. And we always talk about how fearless King David was. But he too, he's human. He acknowledges his fear. And like I said, every time you come on this show, you talk about my fears, and you bring me right back to ground zero. Yeah, I'm 15 years old, ready to take it out. Bring me right back. Huh? Mm-hmm. Being afraid of heights, yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Somebody afraid of heights, you got to build on a 110-story building, no walls and no floors. Okay. You better get into that. And not to talk about the streets of New York City, where you need to be courageous, because if you got fear, they'll punk you out. Right, Sister Abia?
Yes, indeed.
All right, you got to have courage walking the streets of New York City. And if you're a punk, prey for the wolves and the lions and the bears and the tigers out there. Just I mean, I know what I'm talking about.
David,
such a humble man. He let you know he had fears. But did he overcome his fears? Did King David overcome his fears? He said, fearfulness and trembling have come on me. King David, you killed a giant. You slayed 10,000 and still fear and trembling comes over you. Horror has overwhelmed me. And now, day and time, guess what we were witnessing? We're looking at horror. Horror. People will shoot one another in front of their children. I saw a video. This dude shot his ex in front of their children. That's how cold-blooded people are today. Right?
Just like look at the man that walked up behind the woman while she was pushing her baby in the stroller and shot her in the head.
Yeah. Horror.
It's
horror. But it's everyday news, right?
Yeah.
Just another news story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they used to say, extra, extra, read all about it. Woman gets shot in the head pushing her child.
Now you're in here. They move right on to the next one.
Because you're old as me and older than me. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah.
Can't have those things no more. It's just everyday news. Woman gets shot in the head, her ex. Wrong. What's the next story? But it's horror that we're witnessing. And the horror is increasing, isn't it? Every day.
Yeah.
It says, my heart is severely pained within me, King David. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me. Horror has overwhelmed me. And we should be overwhelmed with the horror that we see. But we've become numb to it, unfortunately. I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away. Wish that we all could fly, or Yah would stop the planet that we could get off. He sound like me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away and be at rest. That's what I was looking for.
Huh?
Behold, then I would wander far off. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. I would lodge in the wilderness. You don't want to do that. I would hurry to a shelter in the stormy wind and storm. Confuse them, Yah, and confound their language. but I've seen violence and strife in the city. And we see that every day, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Violence and strife in the city. And people seem to be on edge, especially after this vaccine. Day and night, they prowl around on its walls. Malice and abuse are also within her. All you got to do is look at video clips of the city of Philadelphia. And you know exactly. Mm-hmm. You know exactly. And you got to go to Philly. So most cities in America, day and night, they prowl around its walls. Malice and abuse are also within her. Destructive forces are within her. That's why you have mass shootings, right?
Mm-hmm.
People go to churches and grocery stores and malls and destructive forces. Threats and lies don't depart from their harsh streets. And we know Donald Trump is pumping that big lie.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they teach is a lie. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Oh, wow. For it was not an enemy who insulted me. Oh, King David is getting it personal. Then I could have endured it. When your family becomes your enemy, which happened with King David, King Saul was trying to kill him, Judites was trying to kill him, he's like, wow, but it's not an enemy who insults me, then I can endure it. Neither was it heathen who hated me, who raised himself up against me. Then I would have hidden myself from him. But it was you, a man like me, your own people, my companion and my familiar friend. That's when it hurts the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your friends, your family turn into your enemies. That's when it hurts the most, right? He's saying, we, my family, my friends, my companions, my family, we took sweet fellowship together, which is what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
But we're not supposed to turn into enemies of one another, right? We walk in Yah's house with company. That's how personal it was. Let death come suddenly on them. And who's he talking about? He's talking about the Ziphites, right? We read about that yesterday. The Ziphites went
mm-hmm.
to King Saul and said, oh, who's this King David, little David hiding amongst us? He's talking about these people, the Ziphites. And what does he pray on them? He said, let death come suddenly on them. Let them go down alive into Sheol, for wickedness is among them in their dwelling. As for me, I will fall upon Yah. Yah will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, all day, every day, I will cry out in distress. Where does King David get his strength from? Where does his help come from? Crying out to Yah, right? He said, evening, morning, and noon. What do you do when you're in distress? You cry out evening, morning, and noon to Yah like King David. As for me, that's what I do.
I don't
turn to nobody else but Yah. Whatever trouble I'm in, evening, morning, noon, I'm turning to Yah like King David. He sets the example for me. And this is what I learned. This is why I am who I am. And I cherish my connection with the Most High because these words of King David taught me. What he did, that's what I do. He says, evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry it out in distress. When you're in distress, don't call me. Moray, what should I do? Can you give me a prayer? No, do what King David did. And that's what I do. Cry out to Yah, him first. And guess what? What did Yah say? What does King David say? He says, Yah will hear my voice. Are you sure Yah will hear your voice?
Yes, indeed.
Well, do you cry out to other people before you cry out to Yah? So you're not sure if Yah will hear you when you cry out to him. So King David lets you know, evening, morning, noon, I will cry out to Yah my distress. And guess what? He will hear me. Did Yah hear King David's voice? Absolutely yes. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. And we ain't facing the battles that King David had. This man is facing nations. So he had every reason to cry out evening, morning, and noon to Yah in his distress. But he knew that Yah will redeem his soul in peace from the battles that he was fighting against me, although there are many who oppose me. enemies outside of my nation and enemies within my nation. King Saul, the Zephites, everybody that opposed me, I have confidence against them because you're with me. Elohim, who is enthroned forever, will hear and answer them. They never change. They never change and don't fear Yah. So you can't worry about the people that don't change, that don't want a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit to understand Yah, because they don't fear Yah. He raises his hands against his friends and has violated his covenant. His mouth was smoother than butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Yeah, and people use words very effectively.
Yes, indeed.
To seduce you, to take you off your path, to beguile you. If you listen to words that are smoother than butter, then what they say, flattery will get you nowhere.
No, that's right.
The words that are smooth as butter, right?
There you go.
And King David's resolution, solution to everything, what does he say? What's his counsel? What's his advice? He says, cast your burdens on Yah. Raise your hand if you cast your burdens on Yah. Because he can handle it. You might not be able to, but if you cast them on Yah, he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. If you're walking the path of righteousness and you cast your burdens on Yah, guess what? Don't you worry about a thing.
Hallelujah.
Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Because Yah got it, right? But you, Yah, will bring them down into the pit of destruction. And that's the path you do not want to go. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I, as for me and my house, we trust in you. Praise Yah. All my trust, all my love, all my understanding, my life, the gift that Yah has given me, I give thanks for on this Friday night, where we give thanks and praise to the Most High for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, for crystal clear vision, for the ability to share his words with our people, for their own salvation, for my salvation. And I pray that Yah answers us to where our hearts are set. My heart is set on Yah ever since I learned the lessons from King David. And we should all learn the lessons of King David, because it leads us to the path of salvation. So I'm dedicated, devoted, as my king, King David, was, and I'm following the path that he followed, and that's where I get my strength from. Same place he got it from, I get it from there too. And I advise that we all do the same thing. Because they follow the leader, right? Follow the leader. And people marvel at King David. Oh, he slayed Goliath. King David, no, David ain't Goliath. Where do you get his strength from? Let's find out. Because he reveals it. And we need to follow the path that he set for us. So praise Yah. And he made me aware of the path we need to be following. All thanks, praise, glory, honor, the Holy One of Israel. Oh, yeah.
Praise Yah. You know why you have it? I'm going to give my thanks to. And I praise Yah every single day and every moment of the day. I thank him for letting me learn the lessons I need to learn. Coming here with y'all, getting the information I need. I thank y'all for all my past, even though it was rough. I thank him for the present that can still be rough sometimes. And I pray that he still has a future for me. And as you, Brother Contell, y'all, too, I get my strength from y'all. And I give all the praises and glory to y'all. And may he bless us all and keep us on the right path. I will not turn left and I will not turn right. I'm on the right path, and I stay there, and I thank y'all. Praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I like to praise and thank the Most High for his songs, his codified songs to give you answers. Well, don't be running to Katria, or don't really run to Yamsa, but to stay happy. And don't even worry about your enemies, be there your friends and family or whatnot. Cast your burdens on the Most High. He's going to solve the problem for you. You ain't got to shoot him in the head and write a rap song. Take it to the Most High. Let the Most High handle your problem. Take expose advice and my experience in the congregation. I've seen it on many countless occasions, taking my burdens to the Most High. Most High will solve your problems. And he will. You ain't got to take it to friends, mama, daddy, sister, and brother. Take your concerns to the Most High. Praise and bless the Most High. And therein lies the solution. These are anecdotal. All these songs are not for a warm, fuzzy feeling. Bless the Most High. We understand this. We get it. They're not to make you feel good. It's to solve your problems. And if you get a whole bunch of problems, the Most High has a whole bunch of solutions to that. And your enemies won't live out half their day. So if you're worried about, you have major concerns about your enemies, praise and bless the Most High. This King Dawg can take to the Most High. And they ain't going to live out half their day. I've seen it happen in my own personal way. And so it's true. So if you have problems, bless and praise the Most High. Take it to the Most High. As King Dawg said, he prayed and blessed the Most High morning, noon, and night. Some of us need to do it several times. So we can get it. And bless his holy name for the opportunity for us to have our souls restored for his name's sake. Whatever health problem we may have, whatever fearfulness, or tripping, because what the human is contrary alluded to the fact that we may have, don't dwell in it. Go to the Most High. Scottie didn't dwell in it when he was 14 years old. He didn't dwell in it when he was a young man in his work. I assure you, Abiyah did not dwell in fearfulness. And you shouldn't dwell in it. You should be overly concerned. Praise the Most, bless the Most High for these solutions, because that's what they are. They're not to make us feel good. They're made to make us get things right. And the Most High help us in our endeavors in order to do so. And praise and bless his most high name for the opportunity to be on this platform and for brothers like Gottrell and Sister Abiyah, who know how to pick up the pieces. They're not waiting on Yom Su. They know we got to keep it moving, as Gottrell did, as Sister Abiyah does. We have to work together as a nation. One of us dropped the ball, the other snapped it on to keep it. I want to thank the Most High for Gottrell and Sister Abiyah. I want to thank the Most High for each of you. Know that you have moral decay on yourself. Know that you must eradicate the moral decay in your life, because it has not been working for you. And as long as you utilize that, it's going to keep working for you. Most High give you an opportunity to restock yourself. Why not restock yourself? Oh, it's true. And bless the Most High for that opportunity. Love you. May the Most High bless you. And praise and bless his holy name. Gottrell, Sister Abiyah, you want to tell the people good night, and may the Most High bless them and express themselves for the Most High in their actions and in their deeds.
As always, I want everybody to seek Yah while he is near, and do it with your whole heart. Seek him, and you will find him. Just stay prayed up. And stay safe. Good night and shalom.
Praise be unto God. Shalom.
Everything you said and she said, ditto.
Thank you, brother. And thank you again for picking up the pieces.
I just want to say that King David showed us the codes that made him strong and powerful as a king, why Yah selected him. We need to pick up on the codes of King David. King David, he wasn't worried about the people. He was worried about his relationship with the Most High, and he knew how to access that, which made him very successful. So when they say in Christianity, you got to carry that cross and carry the burden, nah, cast your burdens on Yah. That's exactly what Christianity is telling you.
That's funny, brother. That's so true. Carry your burden.
You ain't got to carry no damn cross. Cast your burden.
You can have to store back if you did.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. I know it's funny too, but I know. Because, you know what? When you were talking about King Darwin, before we go, and you were talking about the friend or family, close friend or close family, you know about his son. His son's trying to kill him and whatnot. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. So he knew And obviously he did that. He took care of that boy, didn't he? He didn't live out half his days.
Ooh. And how about the Ziphites, who are Judites that came from his tribe? You be snitches to the tribe of Benjamin. And King David did nothing to offend King Saul, to assault King Saul, to attack King Saul. But you from his very tribe, Ziphites, and you're going to talk about, you're going to snitch on him. King Saul, King David is living amongst us? What's up with that?
Well, you know, dog, D-O-E-G, sounds familiar with dog. Dog. He didn't have
Edomite.
Edomite.
Edomite. Yeah.
Yeah, he came there, man. He took Goliath's sword, took most of their bread.
The holy bread.
Yeah.
And what did King Saul do?
Mm-hmm.
He killed those men. He killed
exactly.
those priests, the sons of Aaron, the anointed of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pray for King Saul. You got to pray for King Saul, man. You got to pray for King Saul.
And you got to pray for Absalom.
Absalom? Yeah. Joab? The whole crew. Like,
Joab will make a slick move. He going to ask the man to come out the gate. He going to sneak in there. Joab thought he would be slick.
Abner, chief
yeah.
man, Abner,
right.
did no wrong. Joab, your brother chasing me, I told him to turn back. He ain't want to turn back. He wanted to kill me. I got to defend myself.
Right.
That's all he did. But you got vengeance for his brother, and you tricked him inside to be a refuge.
Mm-hmm. Cold-blooded.
But that's how
cold-blooded.
Out here today, cold-blooded. Yeah, cold-blooded. Man. Do anything, anyway, and ain't got no more compassion, and certainly don't have a fear of the Elohim. That's the case. So if a person doesn't have a moral compass or compassion, and certainly not connected to the Most High, they would do anything.
You
and expect anything.
I'm going to say this real thought about it today, and I prayed again to Yah, and I had to say thank you all over again because it was so long ago. I remember back in time, I was in a relationship. I plotted.
Right.
This person abused me so bad, I plotted to kill him.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to do it.
Right.
With sleeping pills and everything, and nobody knew where he was.
Don't go there, y'all. I'm scared of you.
Listen, do you know at the moment that I crushed up the drink, crushed up the pills and put it in the drink, I was working in the bar. I was doing bartending that night, and he always would come in there to take me home. So I figured when he had his drink, that was the good, the best time to do it because they wouldn't blame me because they wouldn't know who done it in there. Do you know when I handed this man, I'm not going to say his name, when I handed him his drink, I said, here, babe, my hand shook so bad, the glass dropped out my hand and it broke. And I think about that now and I said, that was y'all at work right there.
Right.
He would not let me kill that man. He would not let me do such a terrible deed. But that's how I was back then.
Abiyah, I'm just going to remind you, when Cartrell, his wife, and my wife and I come to your house, don't give me no tea. I would not drink it, okay?
Cartrell, that was the past. Y'all have done some terrible work for me.
Yeah, you know I'm just messing with you. So you ain't like that no more. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, praise God.
Praise God for
that. There's still women out there like that, though.
Oh, they will. They'll do you in. There's some dudes who do you in and some women. And wouldn't lose any sleep over.
And we ain't talking sleepy pills either.
All right, there, y'all.
All right.
Shalom, family.
Love y'all. We love y'all. And y'all have a safe weekend. Stay away from them fools on 4th of July. That is nothing, has any connectivity relative to us in any shape, form, or fashion. Stay away from 4th of July. Okay?
Well, it's too late for that, because we don't hear the sirens from Sister Avia in the Bronx, so you don't hear no sirens in Mount Vernon.
They get ready. They get ready.
Yeah, yeah. I know how they talk to be. So.
Oh, yeah. You know they get ready.
In the house, or Eli won't be in this area.
Mm-hmm. Praise y'all. I ain't going nowhere with them fools at, okay? I stay away from them. All right,
yeah,
we love y'all.
Living in it, you can't but do but so much.
Yeah,
I locked up my windows and everything because they shoot off some firecrackers and the missile things, and it comes up towards the windows. And I close down the windows, turn on the air conditioner, because I don't want catching no fire in here. And if I just lock up or I'll go out, I'll go cross town someplace where it's peaceful.
I expect to hear a lot of Red Cross calls this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. Yeah. Y'all be safe. And y'all utilize the code for us. Don't try to get at folks. Let the Most High get at them. Okay? You ain't got to do nothing. Put the Most High on them. He's going to take care. They ain't going to live out half their days. I've seen it. And it truly does work. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night.
Connect to your